And Nick joins us now on Drive to discuss his third year in the game. Nick, welcome to 2SE Up.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how did the idea to create the website originally come about?
So that's a funny question. One night I was just on my phone scrolling through Instagram, and I think one of the artists that I was following posted a picture with their votes with hashtag Hottest 100. I thought, like, oh, I'll click that. And I clicked it, and lo and behold, there were hundreds of images of votes. So I thought, I'll take this opportunity to, I guess, start tallying the votes.
So it wasn't just, you're part of your software work or anything. You had just had an interest in the Hottest 100 and decided to put it onto a website?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd seen in previous years there were other projects. I think one was called Warmest 100, and they did a very similar thing, but with text that people shared to Facebook. So I really just saw this and thought, oh, maybe I can do it with photos and give it a go. So it was totally, totally random.
And it seems surprising that, the pictures that people put on Instagram can give quite an accurate picture of how the voting is going to go, because I don't know if everyone who votes posts a picture on Instagram. Are you surprised that it's, that information can give you a very accurate picture of how it's going to go down in the end?
I think so. Like, it is surprising that you get so much information from such a small sample, but then again, it is 3% sample that we end up usually getting in the end, and that's, I think, pretty significant and good indication of what's going to actually happen. So I guess it's surprising and not surprising at the same time.
Well, I guess, election polls that are in papers poll about 1,000 people and, 17 million end up voting, and that ends up being pretty accurate. So that does make a bit of sense. Were you surprised initially with how accurate your results were?
Yeah, I think I actually was. I guess it was quite a surprise to me the first year. I didn't publish it publicly, but when the countdown happened and I actually saw the results, I was like, wow, this is actually something, which motivated me the following year to actually do it publicly and start making a website.
And you've been studying the countdown closely for the last 2 years. What's something interesting that you've discovered about the average Aussie music listener?
I think something interesting that I found is that there's a lot of different biases. So you look at Instagram and you see that there's a particular group of people who publish their votes to Instagram for the things they actually vote for. And if you compare that to other social networks like Twitter or Facebook, there's a very different demographic and different countdown that totally comes out of it. So if I looked at just Facebook data, I'm sure I'd have a very different countdown. But instead, I'm trying to group it all into one and get the general average of what might come out on the day.
Now, Australians love to have a bet, and the Hottest 100 is not separate from that. Lots of people bet on the Hottest 100. Do you think a lot of people might use your website to improve their odds of making some money off the poll?
I certainly think that is the case. It's a very interesting topic in that. Like, it's actually funny. The first year I think I published my results, it was 3 years ago or something. It was quite interesting. I think the day I did it, the betting was suspended. It soon started again after that, which I think was interesting. And generally, after I release my results, the odds do shift around in these bookies, which I think is, I guess, a good thing because it, I guess, makes it less tempting to vote. Less tempting to actually bet. It's definitely inevitable. People are going to bet on this sort of thing, but I think that money that people are putting into betting would be better spent towards the programs that Triple J are supporting.
Is this an elaborate way for you to learn how to bet? Who's the best person to bet on?
Not for me. I stay out of that scene, actually.
It'd be a lot of effort for a small bet. Have you changed your methods at all for this year's countdown? Have you made any improvements or anything?
Yeah, so this year I have expanded my collection to Instagram direct messages, so you can direct message the account with your votes. I also fetch photos from Twitter, which there's not a huge amount on Twitter, but it's still more information, and also from Facebook. There's a few Triple J meme groups which post their votes, so I collect them from there. And that's really proving to get a more precise prediction. I intend to make the website a bit more visible so you can sort of see the biases from these networks. So that's an improvement I'm looking to do in the next few weeks. But yeah, that's one of the big improvements.
And now the business. Who is your pick for number one?
Good question. So I think looking at the stats right now, it's going to be Confidence by Ocean Alley. But as we saw in, I guess, the earlier days of voting, it was very close with Childish Gambino. So I think right now, a bit too close to call. Like, even with this much of a lead, anything could happen. But I think the top two are going to be somewhere up there, nice and high.
Mm. Now, I had a look around at some of the betting agencies, and Confidence from Ocean Alley is at the top of most of them. But actually, I saw one where This Is America was right up there, and there was one that had Dean Lewis right up there as well. But you think Ocean Alley Confidence is going to be the best bet this year? Not that's a bad phrasing. I mean, is that who you think is going to win?
I think there's a very good chance of that.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll have to wait one more month to the day after Australia Day to find out. Yeah. Nick, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive today.
Cool. Thanks for having me. It's been great.